The Holy Gospel comes from the 18th chapter of Luke. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I'm wearing a shirt that's slightly crinkled because that is how I was feeling this week. I was feeling sort of crinkly. Actually, I was going to, with the gospel reading, since it was about a judge, we have a judge in our midst, and I was just going to have him just come up and spontaneously preach, but I'm not going to do that. But thank you for being here anyway, Scott. But I was feeling grumpy, and I was feeling grumpy because we've been working with the school across the street, and we've been trying to get this Safe and Warm program going, which maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, but the idea is we open our doors because if you go by the street till 8:15 when people can go have breakfast, or 8:30 when the school opens for everybody, people stand outside, kids stand outside, elementary school kids stand outside. So the idea is we'll open our doors, and then they can be safe and warm, and then we'll put them across the street. But as we were talking through and how to do it, and you see a... Like there's last week when I went over there just to see, there's a couple, a little girl in a little pink dress sitting outside her. I mean, it was 41 degrees, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and she's just sitting there waiting, and it's like, why don't we just open our doors? And as we've been talking it through, there's been some pushback because of insurance, because of, there's all kinds of reasons you can find not to do things, to the point where you want to help kids, you want them to be safe and warm, and instead, we're afraid of children suddenly because of insurance and liability and all those kinds of things. I mean, you have to be careful. But anyway, so I was getting all angry, and I was going to use the Amos, the prophet Amos says, at one point, I hate your solemn assemblies, I hate your feasts that you celebrate, and that's why I wasn't wearing a robe. But then also, everybody liked my shirt in the first service, so I'm wearing it just to show you. This is a nice shirt I got from REI for $8 on clearance. Very nice, though. So I wanted to share the shirt as well. But after the first service, I felt a little better because I was thinking about this gospel text, and it talks about the last line in there is... As Jesus tells the story of the judge, I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And I was thinking about that a lot, about faith on earth. And I was thinking about faith here in Lacey. And I was thinking about faith at this church. And that's when I was starting to feel grumpy. And then I had to remember that faith... Well, faith is something different than what I was feeling grumpy about. And I was reminded about that from my Baptist-turned-Lutheran friend, who's always more Lutheran than me, even though he grew up Baptist, but he's always more Lutheran than me. And he said, "Oh, you know what you should do? You should give him the law and gospel sermon. That's the, you're gonna, if you're angry, you got to nail people with the law and gospel sermon." Now, if you're familiar with Lutheran things, law and gospel is kind of a way of talking about faith. And it's kind of like saint and sinner. They're code words that, we as the inside Lutherans, we know what they mean. But law and gospel, the idea is this. Law is, we have 613 laws that are in the Old Testament. That's true. And you got to live those out. You got to try and do your best. And you got to keep working. And you got to work hard. And you're going to fail, but you got to keep trying. And then the guilt starts to pile up and everything. And you really can't do the things that you're supposed to do. You can't take care of children who need a safe and warm place to stay. It's just opening doors. You can't do that. That's just part of the law, and you can't do that. You're not worthy enough to do that. You don't have the time to do that. That's what the law does. It tells you, this is what you're supposed to do, but in the end, because of who we are, we're humans, and we do good things, but we're also sinners, and we fail, and we fail again, and we fail again, and the law breaks you down to where you're just, like Luther calls it, you're a beggar. You're a beggar before God. That's all I am, is a beggar. I got nothing, God. So that's the law. We just can't do it. And then the gospel comes. And what is the gospel? It's God's grace. So Ocean Shores out there in the Lutheran church, they wear t-shirts that says, God loves you, and there's not a darn thing you can do about it. And that's what gospel is. That's what grace is. Grace comes to us from God, and there's nothing that we can do about it except receive it. And this is baptism is the prime example of that. A young child doesn't know what's happening here, but God is here nonetheless, infusing in the water onto the person, onto us as reminders. So dip your hand in the water today to remember that you're a child of God and you're filled with grace. And what does that do? That makes you free. That's what Luther talked about, freedom, to be free, to be free to do whatever it is God wants you to do. So then Dean, I told my friend Dean, the Baptist turned Lutheran guy, I said, I think I'm going to do the and now what sermon. Because so God gives us freedom, and now what? Well, what are we supposed to do? Well, we don't have to do anything. Anything, in fact, we do to each other and for each other. But God doesn't need us to do anything except for the fact that God works through us to do everything. God works through our weakness. That's paradox. That's, we're Lutherans, it's weird like that. And it's a mystery. We have this grace thing that we deserve, we don't deserve, but we get it anyway. And it makes us free, and free to be and do what God wants us to do. So what does faith look like? That's the question I was thinking about as Jesus said, will I see faith? So I want to suggest three things that faith is. Faith is gift. Faith is heart, and faith is prayer. Those are the things that I think, some of the things. I mean, you know, faith is gift, faith is heart, faith is prayer. I was going to go with faith is gift, like God the Creator, you know, using the psalm. That psalm is a great psalm about who God is and who we are. We're creatures. God created us. Where do I look? I'll look to the beautiful hills. Well, we don't have any hills here, and it's foggy today. But if you were to look in the hill, when we lived in Tahoe, and I had the privilege of being able to go skiing midweek when nobody else is skiing there, and a big snow dump would come and the roads were closed, so it was just me and the locals going up there. And when you stand on the top of that ski run for the first time and there's this much snow and you're the first person and it's clear and the Lake Tahoe is there and the sun is out and you're by yourself, if you don't get that you're a creature and God is awesome, well, and that's the one time when gravity works in your favor skiing. That's, and it's like you're flying. In fact, this was a quote I got about, I think a good quote about faith. I love the recklessness of faith. This is William Sloan Coffin. This is what he says. I love the recklessness of faith. First you leap, and then you grow wings. First you leap, and then you grow wings. And that's what faith is. It's that gift of God is real, and I feel it, and I know it. So I'm going to take a chance. And then if you've ever taken a chance in faith, then that next step is flying. And I may have skied a little faster than I should have, but it feels like flying. Sometimes it feels very scary when there's lots of trees. But that sense of flight, that's freedom. That's freedom. So faith is a gift. In the same way that I left all the readings in because they were just so dang good. And the first one was about Jacob and wrestling and being renamed. Limping and being renamed. And I think that's what it means to be Christian. That when you receive the gift of grace You walk in a different way. Now, you know, limping maybe, you know, it's not good for you, but you walk in a different way. You're marked differently when you experience true faith. And you're renamed a child of God, a beloved child of God. Faith is heart. That's the next one. In the Gospel of Luke, heart is a big deal. Love God with your whole heart. Heart is where God resides. And that's like, should we help kids be safe and warm across the street? I think if you dug deep, you would think, of course we should. I want my kid, if my kid's going to school, to be safe there. I want kids in my community that are going to school to be safe there. As a church person, I want kids who go to that school to be safe there. Why wouldn't I do that? It's heart. Heart. We all have heart, I say heart dis-ease, not disease. Well, we probably all have that, but we all have heart dis-ease, the dis-ease of the heart. And God is, we want God to fill our hearts and restore it and store it with love. So heart has everything to do with faith. Faith is gift. Faith is heart. And faith is prayer. Zoe, can you read that prayer? And now let me just say before you read it, we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. But we're not saying the biblical Lord's Prayer, just so you know. I mean, we're not saying a bad, you know, the Lord's Prayer is not horrible. I'm not against the Lord's Prayer. Let me make that clear. The version we say is fine. It's a good thing. But Luke has a version of the Lord's Prayer that goes like this. Go ahead and read it, Zoe. So we've got Father, we've got the name of the Father. What's the next line?
Your kingdom.
Your kingdom come. Okay, next.
Give us each day our daily bread.
Just give us what we need, Lord. That's okay to ask that. God doesn't mind the questions and from keep continue.
Forgive us our sins.
For we ourselves forgive everyone. So in that prayer, Jesus talks about forgiveness. And forgiveness has a lot to do with guilt. And guilt has a lot to do with that big law thing that I mentioned earlier. And the only way to get rid of that is by knowing and receiving and living and have a heart full of God's grace. And what's the rest?
And do not bring us to the time of trial.
Don't test us too much, Lord. That's what that's saying. And that's it, right? Yep, that's it. So thine kingdom and power and glory, we say that as an extra thing, and there's nothing. Again, nothing wrong with that. But that's Luke's version. That's what Jesus says. That's what Luke, the story writer, remember on Jesus' lips. That faith is as much prayer. Prayer and prayer is, yes, an articulation, like when we say the Lord's Prayer, but it's really incarnation. That is, we live it out. We live it out. Again, just like we do things for others and not for God, we say things to God, but we really live things out for God. Because God works through us. And through our weakness, God's strength comes and God's grace comes into the world. So the question is, when Jesus comes again, will there be faith? Faith is a gift. Faith is heart. Faith is prayer. And faith is based on that gift of God, of grace. And grace brings us freedom. And it may not be the right time to work on safe and warm. It may be that we have a bigger project that we need to do at this church. I don't know what the answer is. But I do know that faith is gift, faith is heart, and faith is prayer. And with God's grace, we are free. Free to be, to do, and to love in God's name. And that's a good thing. So thanks be to God for coming here today. Thank you very much. And we will sing our hymn of the day now.